Aaron, I'll go with you because you're like new to the show. What did you think of this movie?
This makes or breaks it.
It flies at a mediocre height.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It neither soars nor falls.
Nor falls.
I have another follow-up question. Well, it's actually more like just a statement, just like you're new to the game. Just like Aaron, just because this is your first pod, you don't have to be nervous.
Yeah, don't hold back.
You can,
you'll see.
She's very much not.
I was very excited for this movie. So outrageously excited.
Still is.
Honey, I'm going out. I'll be back in a couple hours.
You play Farmville and call yourself a gamer.
You said awesome, and I said I hate it.
Okay, so here we go. This is where the extended knowledge comes in.
Don't mind me. I'm just staring at a wall somewhere.
Can anyone afford Benedict Cumberbatch?
That's surprising.
I don't think a human could make those sounds.
Yeah, well, you can do it though, can't you?
Yeah, okay.
Hi, I'm Dan.
Hi, I'm Aaron.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Jason. Welcome to Nerds Before Birds, the podcast where you'll find reviews, rankings, and general discussion on all things pop culture.
Aaron,
this week on the show, we're going to have a look at Rim of the World. But first, you're not going crazy. We have another voice. Yeah, who is Aaron?
Surprise!
Like everyone's asking the question if you haven't heard them.
I thought you were just going to skip over that.
No, not at all. Okay. I was coming back.
I was hoping we could just low-key just not say a thing.
Yeah.
So we've done 59 episodes and all of a sudden it's like, hey, I'm Dean. I'm Aaron. I'm Paul. I'm Jason. You're like, hang on a second. What have I missed?
Do I sound
just
like that?
Like rewind time. Season 3 of the podcast and just randomly introduce a new character.
Yeah.
Just make not a big
actually,
deal.
Whatever. It's episode 5 of Game of Thrones.
So this is actually Dean's replacement. So we haven't let him know yet, but welcome to the podcast.
Thanks.
This one's much hotter.
Man, I'm looking forward to that revelation.
I want to kiss this one more than Dean.
But I don't have a moustache, so what a letdown.
Oh. I know. Oh, the moustache will take some getting used to, but that's fine. You roll with it. When the moustaches interlink, it's like that scene in Avatar when they get on the horse.
Ew.
Okay. Anyways, so Aaron, welcome to the podcast.
So downhill.
You're not a stranger to the show. You've actually been writing for the podcast for quite some time now. You've been writing some reviews for the website. So you're not completely like foreign to us, obviously, but to our audience at least. They don't know who you are. So let us know a little bit about yourself. How did you end up here?
Don't ask her like she's in court.
Well, how do I get home?
When a mom and a dad know.
She is here in her own volition, okay?
Someone asked me, so I came.
I don't care what she says.
Yeah, fair enough. So we also have a name for this podcast, obviously, called Nerds Before Birds, and we didn't come up with that name ourselves. And I'd just like to rat you out for this. It was actually you that came up with this name.
Yes.
Because it's punny.
Yes, it is.
It is punny. It is punny. And Dean loves puns. So
I thought it was so good. Except I was like legit really impressed with Paul when he told me at first. Because he was like, oh, I got a great name for this podcast. He didn't say where the name came from.
Paul Johnson.
I didn't say who came up with it until they were on board.
Legit taking credit for it for a little bit. I was like, that is good. I was like, yeah. Aaron came up with it.
I'm very good at that. There was a really long... How long was it for the chocolate thing?
The chocolate thing?
At home. So Aaron doesn't like chocolate desserts and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And she's
chocolate
told me
cream.
This.
Huh? I don't like chocolate
she
ice cream.
Like chocolate ice cream. Wild. Wrap your heads around that one.
Actually, no, I get that. I understand that. Like, just like actually chocolate ice cream, like not with like a layer of chocolate.
Yeah, that's right.
The actual ice cream's chocolate. Is that what you're saying? That you don't like that? Yeah, I get that. I understand that.
I'm going to stand firmly with you, Paul.
Well, that's fair because a lot of people like chocolate, but Jason can't like what other people like. He'll hate it. One bird.
Okay, right.
But anyway, so.
Well, anyways, getting back to this movie.
For years, Aaron's saying, like, anytime we'd have dinner at home, Mum would have like a chocolate Bavarian or like Cornettos and stuff like that. And every time afterwards, Aaron would be like, oh, I really don't like chocolate ice cream. And I must have sat on that for, 6 years?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never said a thing. I never passed that information along because we kept getting chocolate Bavarians.
And they're Paul's favorite.
I love chocolate nice. Bavarians.
Wow. Yeah.
And then it all fell apart.
So if you're actually catching on to what relationship Paul has with Erin, it's his sister. So,
amazing. Actually, once someone thought we were cousins, so potato, potato.
That is true. That was cool. No,
wow. How Lannister of you, Paul. Seriously, that's
Tasmanian brother and sister.
It's Erin. Erin is Paul's girlfriend, obviously.
She was.
Pick up on that. That's, yeah. Cool. So she also came up with the name for the podcast. So thank you for that. All the hate mail can be directed to you.
Erin at nerdsbeforebirds.com.
All that say it.
I have another follow-up question with this as well. And yeah, for Erin, are you sure you're Paul's girlfriend? You're not just a paid
true.
Actress that is just, you know, because I know I ask you this every single time we meet, but I'm still not convinced. Every single
Look,
time.
It's fair.
Paul he just doesn't seem like the girlfriend
Have
type.
Have you met him? That's extra.
He'd make a great girlfriend. Look at him.
See, I laugh at his
Anyway, so All getting right. back to this movie and the podcast that we're actually going to do tonight.
For sure.
We all watched Rim of the World, the new Netflix film directed by McGee. And starring a bunch of unknowns, basically. And the film follows a group of, what are they? Are they early teens that...
Yeah, because they're like, one of them says 13.
13, 14.
Yeah, I think they just graduated from the Jake Lloyd School of Child Acting.
Yes.
And
wait, isn't Jake Lloyd Anakin Skywalker?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Take it easy.
Look,
you got my joke.
Are you an angel?
No, you're right. They graduated from that school. They had
so they're
the
about
same
13.
Script writer at the school. And clearly, I don't think the kids are bad actors. I think the script is a bad script.
Oh,
but anyways, let's not give away what we thought of this movie too early, shall we?
No, I have no idea what we thought.
Fun fact, the script writer for this movie also wrote season 8 of Game of Thrones.
Oh my God.
Probably, yeah.
We got there.
Thank you. Every episode.
All the rest of his movies have been great.
That's true.
No.
Anyways, all right.
Let's get right into this really quick.
All right.
Yeah. Because otherwise this is going to be the longest podcast in the world. Obviously, we're like 10 minutes in and we haven't even asked you guys what you thought of this movie. Does it soar like an eagle or does it flip the bird? Erin, I'll go with you because you're like new to the show. What did you think of this movie?
This makes or breaks it.
It flies at a mediocre height.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It neither soars nor falls.
Nor falls. So it's the an emu.
It's an emu.
Was it an ostrich?
Emu?
Is it? emu, because we're Australian.
Exactly.
It's emu.
I have another follow-up question. Well, it's actually more of like just a statement, just like a, like, you know, you're new to the game. Just like, Erin, you don't, just because it's your first podcast, you don't have to be nice.
Don't hold back.
Safe.
Be honest.
She's very much not.
I was very excited for this movie. So outrageously excited.
Still is.
Why were you excited for this movie?
Because the director did The Babysitter, and I love that movie.
Oh, okay. The Babysitter. I agree with you. I thought that movie was actually really good.
So
I thought
good.
Really good. It was awesome. But McGee has also done Terminator Salvation and Charlie's Angels.
And Charlie's Angels.
Watch what you say about Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, take it easy. Salvation, yes.
Full throttle.
Everyone calm down.
Really?
Let's not make poo-poo of Charlie's Angels.
He also did a music clip for Smash Mouth and The Offspring. So.
Yeah, what have you done, Jason?
Oh. Yeah, what have I done? Not this movie, that's for sure. I didn't do this
And Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, what?
I have no idea what Jason thought of this movie. I'm really keen to know.
No,
he's a blank canvas.
I know.
He's
completely.
A sphinx.
He's like 5 stars.
I'll surprise you all soon. Dean, what did you think of this movie? Where did it land for you? Does it soar or does it flip?
What the freaking hell is this movie? What the heck? I don't understand how anyone could like this movie. Honestly, it's like, did Tommy Wiseau direct it? It was freaking...
Yeah.
It was painful to get through. It was definitely definitely flipping the bird for me.
Yeah,
it's like if this was made by like a group of students, then it would be if it was like the four kids that went on a camp on and went on an actual camp decided, hey, let's make a film while we're at this camp, and they're like, yeah, that's Blair a great Witch. Idea, and they filmed it in one weekend, then it would be bloody impressive. But that's not what happened here, and it is a turd. It's really bad. I didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
Anyways, Paul,
what did you think of this movie? Where did it land for you? Is it soaring?
Look, it was fun. There were good references to stuff. It's
Wait, man, you're like walking on a knife's edge here. Are you trying to not offend your girlfriend?
No.
Right?
No.
What's happening?
Yeah, like we're all new to the game, Paul. You don't have to be nice just because your girlfriend's sitting next to you. You don't have to hold back. Don't hold back.
What did you give it?
An F for Amy.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No. I don't know. I always love sci-fi. And I thought the first half of this movie was, it's kind of like Godzilla. The first half of this movie I thought was kind of fun and it's all right. I feel like it tails out towards the end, so I'd give it like it's soaring, but it is like scraping its bum on the water.
Yeah, right.
It's ant. So it's an ant ostrich.
Though. Okay, yeah.
But I think it might be leaning.
Amy,
whatever. Yeah. But I think it's leaning towards the flip side.
Definitely not where I thought this podcast was going. But hey, there you go.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd like it.
We'd also like to thank Netflix for sponsoring this podcast.
Yeah.
And also, please return our calls.
You mean Adidas, but we'll get to that. Thank you for asking. I thought of this.
All right, passive Peter.
What did you think?
I will surprise you all and let you know that I absolutely hated this movie. It's like the worst thing that I've ever seen.
Are you serious?
I
this is
every
terrible.
20 minutes of this movie, I was like, how long is there to go in this movie? Like,
it is very long.
It is
like,
long.
I would rather watch a school production and it felt like a school production. I had that
it
in my
really,
notes. When you said that, I was like, yep, that's what it feels like. It's terrible. I'm sorry, Aaron, I'm sorry to like absolutely hate this movie that you loved or whatever.
I didn't love it.
Welcome to the podcast.
Just said.
Sorry that this is turning out to be a very brutal first podcast for you, which is ripping into this movie.
I was like, I can't believe we're watching this movie for Aaron's first podcast with us because I literally... I wish I was sleeping instead of watching this movie. It's so bad.
I did have the thought of like, we could have done Detective Pikachu, but here we are.
Winner of the world.
Oh, man.
Anyways, on my notes, I'm like, it's the rim of the toilet for me. But there's the pun for it. So getting into this story, I do not recommend watching this movie. So just stick around for the podcast. We'll get through the plot of it.
We can't even say wait till it comes on Netflix like we usually do for crap movies.
It's already on Netflix.
I honestly think, like, I think if Netflix keeps going this way, I'm going to have to cancel my subscription. This is Cloverfield Paradox all over again. Because it's like, we're going to bombard you with advertising for this one movie, but it's going to be terrible. Like at least bombard us with advertising for a good movie. Don't give us like this trash. Mm-hmm. Anyways, sorry, Aaron.
We'd love to thank Aaron for coming on the podcast.
And I'm done.
We'll see you next time.
I honestly feel like Aaron is like me talking to one of the kids in the cast right now, and I feel like really bad.
It's like, disclaimer, this is not a personal attack. Yeah. You're not a great person. Attack.
But if you like this movie, you're a lunatic.
Even though I was like, I don't know how anyone could like this movie, we still think you're it's not a personal attack.
It's fine.
I did not like this movie. That's where I land on it. Anyways, so we're going to go through the plot so that you don't have to, people listening at home. I don't recommend watching it. Aaron, do you recommend watching this movie?
It's a hard thing to say.
No. Do you recommend watching it? Do you think it's a...
Look, I just thought it was enjoyable cheese. Not going to say I thought it was the best movie ever, but I don't feel like I wasted my time.
Okay.
I was sorry. I feel like I did.
Jason feels so bad.
He's lost it.
Like, I would probably recommend people just like read the description on Wikipedia. It's a nice read. It's only one paragraph, so that probably tells you what the movie's like.
Seen it twice.
I watched it last Saturday and I was like, I know I hated this movie. And like, I can't remember much about this movie.
No.
So just before we got on to the podcast, I started watching it again and I'm like, oh, this is so painful. So I'm like skipping through and then I'm like, oh yeah, that's why I hate this movie. Yep. Okay, cool. And I'm here. Now we're ready to go.
I'm ready to vent.
All right.
Thank you.
This is going to be fun, guys.
Joining me for my 2-hour vent on the crap that is this movie. Paul, do you recommend this movie?
Looking.
Yeah, I do.
Looking nervously at Aaron there.
Yeah. No, it's good.
Yeah.
I sound a touch controlling.
No. No. I'm sorry. Look. Ow. Yeah.
Is it too late to do Detective Pikachu?
Uncock the pistol.
Look, I would happily do a commentary on another movie right now.
It's and okay.
Watch it together.
It's an okay movie. If it's on, watch it. If it's not on, you know.
It's Netflix. It's either on because you turn it on or it's not on.
let's say
don't watch it.
Like rom-com is underneath sci-fi. And if you were to like go to rom-com and hit yes, but it accidentally bumps up to sci-fi and Rim of the World starts playing, see it out.
if you accidentally sat on your remote and
it navigated down, typed in Rim, went down one.
Yeah.
And it just started playing.
It's all right. Look.
Sit there. It's not worth looking for the remote to turn the TV on.
One thing that I did find interesting. I'm going to steal one of your points. I hope that's okay.
No, that's fine.
Aaron said the production budget for this movie was 15 million.
15.7.
Oh, what?
15.7 million.
Yep.
That fact alone makes it a little bit more interesting. I'm like, they didn't do too bad for $15 million.
Budget, yeah.
They shot it over 40 days.
40 days.
Yeah. Wow.
Not even Battle of Winterfell time. Chicken feed.
That's true.
Look, budget went to the alien. Which was great.
The alien looked cool.
Didn't go to the jets. It definitely didn't go to the jets.
Oh, the jets were
jets are terrible. All the explosions.
The alien was great though.
My favorite one. I said I thought this was absolute laugh. Is you know when you'd know this, Jason, at least whenever you get like an OBJ or a 3D object of a human, they're in like that T pose kind of thing.
So just for anyone listening at home, so basically an OBJ is a
like a
3D model
that
comes in any 3D software for compositing for film.
Yeah.
Just
all right.
Throw Makes that sense. Out there. Mm-hmm.
But it has like the standard pose. When you see the dead astronaut floating in space, I'm like, they haven't even animated the body.
That's
it's
true.
Still in the T pose. Like,
it's literally just the standard pose. I like for that first scene and so we are getting into spoilers now, people. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're gonna get into the plot.
In the very if you haven't watched it yet.
Although at this rate, the podcast is going as long as the movie, so
intends to happen.
Yeah.
But we have less money than them. And our alien looks better.
Less money than 15 million.
But
you can join our Patreon because we'd like to have 15 million.
It's the best alien I've seen in quite some time. It's better than A Quiet Place.
Whoa.
That alien is straight out of Infinity War, but have you watched Infinity War?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Aaron jumped off Marvel around phase two.
There were so many and the movies are so long and I hate sitting still for that long.
Thank you for joining us on a movie podcast, Aaron.
She hates sitting still and not talking for that long. She's fine here.
Oh, man.
3-hour podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this will be our first long podcast.
Great. Hope you're driving a Foster.
This is also where we lose half of our audience because we offend them.
Support us on Patreon.
Any bye. Scale.
Oh, if it helps, I've lost the rest of your audience. All of the notes.
It's just the birds now.
Oh man. How about we just go back to just asking Erin questions and getting to know her for the rest of the podcast? Yeah,
this is what the podcast is going to be.
Fun
of this movie.
Hearing everyone hated it could be more interesting.
Jason asks a question, directs it to Erin. Erin answers the question, followed by 15 minutes of telling her why she's wrong. Support us on Patreon. See you next week. The gang fights Erin.
No, that is not.
I kind of want to review this because I got some jokes lined up, so I don't think Mason does as well. So.
I am prepped.
She is a black belt, though. Just going to put that out.
I've just got like at least 2 hours of venting. That's all it is. That's all I've got. I honestly, my first round of notes was just WTF, did I just watch? That's all I wrote. One star. Oh wait, yeah, no, that's giving away your review for this.
Oh my god,
I'm surprised you gave it a star.
Yeah, we usually give them birds, but hey.
That's what I mean. That's why I gave away Dean's review for this.
Oh, I see.
I already got that in. I already said that. Oh. Anyways.
Bloody hell.
All right.
We open in space.
Yes, we do.
We do. Okay. This was probably the coolest shot.
Are you not
going to
say any more? Is that all you're saying?
We're going to do one half sentences each.
I was just
and then
getting this moving.
In space.
Yep. All
right. Who wants to take the first bit? I'm happy.
We open in space. We see the ISS. Also, fun fact, the alarm on the ISS is the Claxton from Star Trek.
It is.
I read the trivia tab in IMDb.
Yes, it is.
The ISS. Okay.
This is the only part of the movie that I liked, just putting it out there too.
You didn't find anything else funny?
Oh, there was one joke that landed for me.
I'm excited for that.
It was pretty funny, and we'll talk about that later on.
I know what the joke is.
Well,
as well.
We're in space. Yeah. The ISS looks a little bit cooked. There's a big old shadow coming over the ISS. It's an alien spaceship. Ooh. We see an unanimated 3D model of an astronaut with a massive hole in his face, but no face. Which was cool.
I enjoyed that. That was the part that I liked.
You're sick.
This is the visually the most interesting bit of this film, I thought. This shot.
Because I was like, that shot going through his head, it like tells you so much about what's going on. It like immediately sets the scene.
It's a good gravity reference.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Independence Day, and like it's ripping off heaps of stuff because it's got like the whole, you know, at the beginning of Independence Day
when it's
like
coming over the top.
Shadow comes over the moon and all that kind of thing, and then it runs into
Star Wars New Hope
it's got everything but it's got like that whole running into all the satellites and stuff like that kind of vibe,
not the satellites that we need though, so that's good.
Of course.
But anyway, there's an astronaut inside the ISS and she's like, holy crap, there's an alien here. And then they're like, we can't see it. So download the data to a USB and come back to Earth, please, so we can find it. So she does that.
The stupidest thing. So she's like, she's communicating with them and they're like, but we can't see what you're doing. And they're like, she's like, oh, but I need to send this information to you. And I'm like, but you're still talking to them, right? How are you communicating?
So
just tell them the numbers.
Just tell them the numbers.
I just find it really interesting that Paul technically didn't just make a joke just then. He just explained the plot of the setup. But it sounded and felt like it was
He's
a joke.
Just reading the script.
It did. Yeah.
So anyway.
The whole script is a joke.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Continue knock, knock. On. Who's there? We open in space.
We did do that bit.
So anyway, I think she's like, okay, cool. I'll come back to Earth. And then we hard cut to Alex. We
Yes, and he is...
Yes.
Yep.
What's he doing?
He's sitting in a room with 24 monitors. I counted.
That's right.
Why what? The hell does yeah. he have 24 monitors?
Why wouldn't he
because
count?
It's like, that's ridiculous amount of monitors.
It is a lot of monitors.
Like, how many does he have?
And you wanted to know just how ridiculous it was.
Yes, I so did. I did. That was one of my little things that I researched this
afternoon.
It's like
this kid's the architect from the third Matrix movie.
It does.
Definitely like, seems connected to Matrix somehow, but man,
I think McG wanted to just bash us over the head that he's into NASA. Like it's like yes, hey, look, he's got 24 monitors. Clearly,
just like I did,
he's
when I was
into
a kid.
Space stuff.
This kid's name is NASA.
Yes, like what?
Neil Armstrong, get orbit. Up from that computer.
Yeah. NASA orbit.
Yeah. Yeah, oh NASA orbit. Anyways, yeah, so yeah, he's a nerd and he conveniently knows everything about NASA. That'll come into play later on, I'm sure.
He also subs to the podcast as well, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And how does he do that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, patreon.com for all for bits.
Anyways, then we're also introduced to Dariush. Darius?
Yes.
Darius.
Yes, Darius.
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 Yeah,
Darius.
Okay.
Because he's Darius. A Persian king.
Right. Darius.
He is.
Once he's named after.
So he's like the rich comic relief of this movie.
He isn't a Persian king.
He's not a Persian king. We open on Dariush, who is not a Persian king. Ignoring the fact that Persia is not a country anymore.
That, that was spoilers, Paul. Spoilers.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. My apologies.
We find that out at the end.
We open in Mesopotamia.
We are half an hour into the
film. Oh my goodness.
And we haven't even got to the opening scene.
It's going
to
be quick, don't worry.
Introduce the second character.
No, no.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to burn through this. Watch. Okay, good.
Okay.
We open on Dariush. He is dancing to hip-hop music whilst wearing matching silk pant and bottoms.
He's in a really good episode of The Librarian. The kid that plays him. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's in an episode where they have a fairy and she gets really angry and she starts attacking everyone.
Is this movie?
Nice.
Sounds like that.
Well, that's fun.
But okay, you should watch The Librarians because it's great.
Right.
It's also cheesy.
Like I do need to see these kids in other movies to better determine whether they are just, you know, not good actors or actually like it was just the script. But hey,
I think it's the script.
I think it's really the script. Good. Some of them have been some big things.
The script.
Yeah.
Like the kid that plays Alex was in Billions consistently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And in an episode of Electric Dreams.
No.
Right.
There and you a go. Voice in Ferdinand.
Okay. Well,
is the Electric Dreams any good? Like that's the Philip K. Dick short stories, right?
Yeah. I've heard good things.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Philip K. Dick, I feel I need to be in a mood for.
Yeah.
Can be a bit out there.
I'm a massive fan, but I only watched like one episode of that show because I know that it's sort of like, it's not exactly his short stories. It's sort of inspired by his stories. So
I feel like it's a bit of a.
Yeah.
Jason's a big fan of Dick.
Yeah.
I feel like Jason's trying to find any excuse to
anything
not,
else
to
not talk about something else. Anyways, so yeah. then we have Jinjin. Is it Jinjin?
Jinjin?
How do you say
Jinjin?
Jinjin.
Jinjin.
She was cool.
So she's the mysterious foreigner from this and for some reason pays a guide off at the beginning to pretend to be her uncle, and that never comes up ever again. That's just the thing she does to get through customs.
Yep.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
No,
you pay a stranger and you can get into America.
That's what happens. And then also, like, after they get to the camp and everything, the other main person is introduced, and that is Gabriel, who's the cool James Dean type who has a shady past.
Ooh,
and he ran away from, we find out later on, he ran away from juvie and is hiding in the woods, but he looks like he was just stumbled out of the shower with a new set of clothes on. And when he's introduced, Dariush is like, move along, mountain hobo. And I'm like, this guy has like no grains of dust on him. He doesn't even look dirty. He's got like perfectly iron pants.
He looks like he's just stepped out of the set for The Outsiders.
Yeah, yeah, he does. He does. Yeah.
Like, what's up, Greaser?
Like, what a fun movie. Yeah. A great book.
All that was missing was a comb. Like,
a comb.
For him to just start. Yes. Like, yeah.
And a leather jacket that said like T-Birds.
He's Kevin Bacon from Footloose.
He's Kevin Bacon from Footloose.
Oh my gosh.
He dances into screen. Yes. He's like, hey pal, leave him alone. Gunshot.
Yeah, we should do Footloose. That's a better movie.
No, please no. That is such a crap movie. No.
That is a
great
movie.
That's a better movie than this.
It's not. It's really not. And I say that wholeheartedly. I hate that movie.
It's anything that breaks into song.
I hate it. It's stupid.
Question for Aaron.
Yes.
What is more upsetting to hear, Paul hating Footloose or Paul hating Rim of the World?
I didn't say I hated Rim of the World.
I just want to know, like, so you know
but
where you stand.
But you pretty much did.
Well, I'm just jumping on the memes now. Yeah. I'm peer pressured. I'm trying to be cool in front of Dean and Jason.
I want them to like me.
Oh, yeah.
This movie sucks, that's loser.
Thanks, man.
Give me your money.
Did you say give me your lunch money?
Yeah. Dork. Anyway.
All right. Anyway.
So they go to Rim of the World. They meet classic camp counselor, who is an eccentric guy who's also from Babysitter, by the way.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep. He is.
And what else is this dude like in? His
Babysitter 2?
Spoiler. Thank you. That's not a thing.
Click on it. Find out.
Where is
it? It's not a thing.
Hold on. Find him.
Andrew Batchelor.
No,
right?
he's white, sweetie.
Yeah, Andrew Batchelor.
We're on IMDb real quick. And Aaron's like, Andrew which Batchelor. One? Is it this guy? And she's picked like the whitest guy on IMDb. Not him.
Good on you, Aaron.
Oh, he's on
you. You don't see skin color.
It's
that's
like
great.
Dan DeHaan or something like that you picked, didn't you?
Yes. He was in Rush Hour. CSI Cyber.
I told you, everybody is in a crime show.
Everyone's in a crime show.
Paul and I had this discussion before, and I'm like, it's guaranteed that just about every actor and actress is in a crime show. Like one episode, because they need so many actors.
Justin Bieber was in a crime show. That's so true. Like, he was in CSI. So if he can be in a crime show, then
everybody is.
And Taylor Swift was as well, right?
Probably.
She was in one of them.
I'm not even going to
remember which one it was.
Like, fight even that.
Sean Austin was in an episode of Las Vegas.
I liked that show.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Hmm. There you go.
Yeah, I just remember that episode. It was really funny.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I think you're right. I think you're onto something. There's like a conspiracy going on that
here's,
everyone
here's another thing that Jason's one. About to lock on so he doesn't have to talk about Rim of the World. Yeah.
Let's talk about
so have you guys seen the most recent episode of Law and Order?
Yeah.
One of the kids was in it.
Oh my gosh.
Actually, one of them was in Hawaii 5-0. It's a thing.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. See, it is a thing. Let's investigate this for the next half an hour. Please.
Why are you dragging it out?
So then the aliens attack.
So they get aliens.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. They're at the camp. Oh, aliens attack. There's
a
actually
kid
that guy that is from the Babysitter, the Andrew Batchelor, is like super racist towards Jen Jen. Because he's like... Yeah.
Yes.
Talking like in Chinese,
he
but
does,
yelling
like,
at
fully
her. Like,
quotes, yeah. Does the whole Chris Tucker from the first Rush Hour.
Do you understand the words like that are coming out of my mouth?
Yeah. And then at that point, I was like, was that meant to be funny? Was that meant to be like a reference? I'm not 100% sure what this movie's trying to do. And then they had that conversation, the two black guys, or the two guys, you know, talking like, fully like,
come on, man.
Oh, Toy Story is all about. The white man. And
the whole thing. White man being, in control and all that kind of stuff. And I don't get like some of this stuff. Like, and he meets that guy. Like, so Alex meets him.
Mm.
He shows him the whole handshake thing. Then 2 seconds later, he's like, do you remember the handshake?
Yeah.
It was like literally 2 seconds later. Yeah. It's like not even one scene later. And he's trying to get him to do the handshake. It's weird. That character is weird. I feel like this movie's edited really weird as well because it's like there was meant to be a scene in there somewhere, but
that scene
maybe
they
just ran out of time.
That scene where the guys are like, the scene where the guys were talking around the campfire and, like, you know, going on about Toy Story and how it's racist. And they're like, can I ask you a question? Why are we talking like 80s black guys? Like, yeah. That's because that's what they want us to do.
They want
us to. Do they just break the fourth wall and they're like, just, yeah. Are they like, is this meant to be, have I been watching this movie wrong? Is this meant to be a parody? And then it's like, that's the like first and only time that kind of joke comes up.
I think that's the problem with this movie in my mind, yeah. Is that they don't stick to anything. They're like, oh, they just throw away this fourth wall breaking moment that could have been really interesting and it could have been like a real tongue in cheek kind of thing. But then they just continue the movie and they forget about that.
Yeah.
And then suddenly it's some other movie. And I feel like it never really lands on what it is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
You just keep getting pulled out of the movie and then.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I found completely. With me. Anyway.
Well.
What happens
they go
next?
To the lake.
Yeah.
A kid's pooed in the canoe. So they're going to have to hose it out. And in that time, right. They wander, let's say, 15 kilometers away from everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
We meet Gabriel. He punches Darius in the face. So he's the alpha now. And then we see explosions in the upper atmosphere, which is bad. Bad news.
Because what's coming? Yes.
What's coming is a buttload of like fighter jets and stuff. Ripping, tearing ass over the water.
I feel like at each moment when like something like surprising happens, you need to sing, Aaron. That was beautiful.
Thanks.
It actually makes this movie way more enjoyable.
I was like, what is coming? This movie suddenly became better.
I do this at work all the
time. This movie should have been a musical.
Yeah.
No, it shouldn't have.
Oh, wouldn't the world be dancing aliens?
How good would a musical version of this movie have been?
Oh my god!
We don't need dancing aliens. We don't need that.
What?
I said, imagine the dancing aliens if it was a musical.
Yeah, it would have been amazing.
It is the best campsite in the world. We want the world.
How many War of the Worlds movies are musicals? Tell me, answer me that.
The None? First War of the Worlds.
None.
Was
None.
A musical.
Was it? No, it wasn't.
It started out as a stage music, where it's radio play, but it was
radio
a
musical play, yeah. thing. Yeah.
Feel like this needs to be a thing. We're onto something.
No.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It might be tidier than this script.
I'd rather rewatch them in the world.
The Planet of the Apes musical from The Simpsons.
Men on Aliens. You know. They are apes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius.
It's a sci-fi. But, yeah.
yeah.
Dr. Zaius.
I love the fact that I've successfully just like steamrolled us away from.
How does it do that?
Anyway, we've realized that they've exploded an EMP in the upper atmosphere.
What's an EMP?
What's an EMP? I'm glad you asked. An EMP stands for electromagnetic pulse.
Mm-hmm.
It shorts out electricity. They say it in the movie.
They do explain it.
Literally.
Look, I watched this movie in halves. And I half watched it.
You watched it twice.
Well, technically, then I watched three sittings.
So the key to enjoying this movie is not paying attention to the movie. Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Completely.
She was watching it, but she also did like a puzzle, the laundry.
That's not
exercised. That is, went out for a little bit.
That is normally how I watch movies.
I was reading a really, really good book. While I was on the TV, I was watching Chernobyl on my iPad. I really loved it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This movie was fantastic. It really captured like the 1980s sort of like Russia.
I watched
really well.
I watched Room of the World whilst I was streaming the other day. It was great, I think. So anyway, Jason, stop.
Yes, sorry.
They go back, they walk the 15 kilometers back to where they were, but they've all left. So they're like, that's not
There's
good.
There's a lot of walking in this movie.
But there's a lot of walking. It's like Lord of the Rings, but in one movie.
Yep.
They then go back. Bike riding.
And bike they riding. And a car riding. For a bit.
A car for a bit. And a bus.
Coming back to that car bit later.
We will be,
bus
yeah.
for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So then they, the bus. So anyway, they go back to camp and they've written a big old sign saying, going down the mountain. Let's get out of here, please. And in that time, some fun stuff happens. A capsule from space. sorry, you hear the sentence and you're like, what the hell? The dragon capsule lands. The scientist from the beginning crawls out and says, I'm going to die. Take the USB and give it to Dr. Fielding.
He'll know what you want. Before she crawls out, she manages to, you know... Yeah.
I don't finishes know. A sentence.
Manages to finally shut that Darush.
Oh, yeah. She smacking knocks him in the face with the door.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I was like, well done. Yeah. Like, stop somebody, put that kid in his place.
You.
Good for you. No, we do not condone violence on children. That is horrible.
Don't we?
But this guy's.
No, we don't.
Definitely I cut feel that
like
part.
Darius was like the Joffrey Darius. Of this show.
I thought Darius was like the Tyrese from Fast and Furious to this show.
Okay.
You know, all the one-liners, the funny guy. So
the difference is that that you like Tyrese in Fast and Furious movies.
He's great.
Yeah. He is great.
This one wasn't.
So he's like, like Tyrese if he was Joffrey.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what?
I know it's a Game of Thrones reference, but that's about as much as I know.
All right, right.
I honestly, when that door hit him, I was like, oh, sweet. They killed one of the kids.
Paul had the same feeling later when one got swiped by an alien.
I was like, oh, that's so metal. They're wiping one out.
Yeah. This is actually like I actually thought for a split second that this movie was going to get good.
Because that character died.
Yeah.
That's when you hear the narrator come to go, he was wrong.
He was wrong, yeah. And yet he still had another 2 hours to watch in this movie.
For reference, Aaron, Joffrey is basically the one kid that everybody unanimously hates because he killed Ned Stark, who is Sean Bean, who is
also just a crap.
On his terrible.
He's just a crap human as well.
He's a terrible human.
Yeah. But the actor who plays him, when he left the show, he went and did a whole bunch of mission work because he's just a genuinely nice guy.
He also got a whole lot of hate mail.
Yeah,
he got a lot of hate mail.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he got heaps.
Yeah, and, for sure.
Like, never have I wanted like a kid in a show to die more than Joffrey.
Until you watched Room of the World.
And then you want four of them to die.
Oh, no.
Imagine if that was how this movie ended.
Oh, my gosh.
Just they get to, like, the facility at the end, and then it's just, they just get wiped out by that.
The dog,
finally catches up to them.
Sorry, I feel like you were going towards a really cool joke, and we cut you off with ours. What were you going to say, Chase?
I don't know. What were you talking about?
Something about killing kids.
Remember. Well, they knocked the kid out.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
probably not a joke there.
We've done 20 minutes of the movie, just real quick.
Yeah.
20 minutes.
We need to speak through this.
Yes.
I don't want to be up all night.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
So she gives him the USB and says, make sure you find a Windows 10 compatible computer because this is formatted for not Mac OS.
Sorry, that wasn't a joke. Yep.
It's called a crypto key.
It's called a crypto key.
Crypto key.
Yep. It's a
much cooler name than USB.
Well, it's the same thing. When you drill down to it.
It is the same thing, but yeah.
Crypto You're the key. IT guy. Get it right, Paul.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. Where's your IT degree, Dean?
All right. Then they have to give it to some adults. So they leave camp. Bam.
They need an adult.
They do.
Yep. So they leave the... Oh, no. They're going to leave the camp, but the goo on the outside of the dragon capsule manifests into what I actually think is a very cool looking alien.
It is a cool alien.
It's a cool looking alien.
Oh, no, it's completely cool looking. It just looks very similar to the ones in Infinity War. I just
thought that they looked just like almost a bigger identical. Version.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
Like it has a...
reminded me of Predator.
Predator, like an elite from Halo. Whatever the hell those things were in Cowboys versus Aliens.
I honestly I liked the alien.
Yeah, it was cool.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. That's where $15 million
was kind of cool.
If that alien was in a quiet place, it would have been perfect.
Because it wasn't quiet.
Did you not like the creatures from a quiet place?
I really liked them. It would have been better if we just didn't see them. They were much scarier until we saw them.
Yeah, have you seen Bird Box? Because I don't know whether that actually works because you never see the creature in that and it is not a good movie.
It's always...
No, because I'm like, it's the same premise. I'm not going to watch it twice.
I think
I've watched it three times now because I watched The Silence as well, or whatever it is, Silence, the one with Stanley Tucci in it as well.
Yeah.
So that's basically that's basically A Quiet Place again with different creatures.
I absolutely loved A Quiet Place, but I do agree with you, Aaron, because like it is does tend to always have to be like a bit of a balancing act with this kind of stuff, because you can never show too much. Like, you should never show too much of your alien or monster, but you do have to have some sort of payoff or some sort of reveal.
It has to like, be somewhere. You
know, yeah.
It has to have some sort of satisfying revelation. But yeah, always like Jaws, you never saw the shark and it was terrifying.
Yeah. I'd just like to congratulate Jason one more time for... We're now talking about a completely different movie.
One thing about though before we move back to the movie, one thing about A Quiet Place is that really they are just giant ears following them around.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like that's basically what the creature design
that
is.
Was the
big ears from
that
Naughty.
Is true.
When you really narrow it down,
these things
Naughty.
In Rim of the World.
Don't segue back in, Dean. Don't do that to me.
Not when we're having this much fun. I'm so sorry.
So,
anyways.
They look like something from Stranger Things, honestly, in my opinion.
Like the Demogorgon? Like,
yeah, they something like from that world. Like,
actually, the dog versions of them, too.
The dog versions, I'd give you that.
Yeah.
I just have that weird, like...
I definitely got Predator vibes when the dog came out, because I was like, oh, yeah, it's like the Predator dog
Predator vision.
Thing.
I didn't know what was happening.
Oh, yeah, and also the vision as well. But you know how, like, in the Predator, they have the Predator dogs?
Yes.
Yeah.
In the most recent one,
but they
the one that you love.
Poo them
for.
Out.
Yeah.
Like this
so stupid.
Does.
That's true. He does.
He poos poo out a dog.
He poos out a dog. We've all been there, boys.
He's back. Yeah.
We've all eaten that entire bag of licorice. And then pooed out a dog. Oh, hang on.
And that's the end of the podcast, guys.
Thanks for listening. Look,
if you want to
support the podcast, just send a whole bunch of letters to Jason. He lives in Hawaii, buddy.
We good? Great. Okay.
All good.
Cool. We're going to actually finish this, maybe.
Yeah.
So,
aliens appear.
Hey, Aaron, you know what? Would you like to take over this next bit?
And so enters the solid coming-of-age story. That is this movie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Where the kids go
not
from
being
like...
Not before they rip
like...
off Jurassic World, Jurassic Park, I mean, though, you know, because, yeah.
The tip is never stop talking. Just keep going. What? Barrel ahead. Yeah.
That is how we do
it. Don't give him an inch.
If Jason starts talking, you just keep going.
We don't stop talking in this house.
Anyways, yeah, so they have the coming of age. So at this point, Alex is like, hey, guys, I don't know how to ride a bike, so I can't go with you.
You have jumped ahead so far.
No, that's how they leave
completely.
Camp.
Yeah, but there's the whole fight
that's how
in
they
the
leave
camp.
Camp.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so they fight some aliens in a camp,
the
and then they learn to ride a bike, and then they head to
town.
You, and then there's some more aliens that attack.
This is how we get through the movie tonight.
Okay.
And then some soldiers try to rescue them. They get attacked too. Yeah. And so the kids are all... Your face is great.
Oh, my God.
I'm really enjoying this.
No, but we don't go... No, soldiers not first, because first we have to go to
the
jail.
Police
station. Like this
is police that before
station
the soldiers?
Yeah, they meet pedophile Lou. Yep.
That's right, because the kid calls him the diddler.
The diddler.
The what?
They call him the diddler.
That's... I missed
what?
That.
Yeah, they like, why? Yeah, look. Yeah, look at him.
No.
Do they actually wait?
Yes.
Do they actually call?
Him?
Darius makes a reference to it
and
later
then,
on.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he calls him the diddler.
That makes sense.
When they meet him in prison, and then he calls him the diddler when he meets up with them in like 10 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So they go to prison where there's an adult still alive, and they have to decide whether to release him.
And they
from
do.
His cell, and they do.
And this could not go wrong. Like, they're like,
not
literally,
at all.
They're, of course, they're showing they're being good Samaritans. Obviously, it's going to come back to like be a nice payoff. It's nothing's going to happen bad from this, from letting out a prisoner in the apocalypse. Surely he's not going to have a vendetta and just follow three kids to save the world or whatever. Yep. Four kids. Yeah. Sorry.
Steal the crypto key. Which is never explained, by the way.
The crypto key?
No. Like, why does he want the crypto key?
Because it's worth money.
Someone oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I'm because, sad that I know that so quickly.
Yeah, no. That's why. That's his whole thing. Is he wants to sell it on the black market or something like that? That's going to be a thing that actually exists. Well, if everyone dies, it's like so stupid.
And aside from your NASA like, and top security people, who knows what that is?
Yes, yeah. This is true.
And why? Like, yeah, and yeah. See,
he also thinks see, that
clearly.
He
there's has, some faults in this movie. Yeah.
Just, look, there are some significant plot holes.
They're corrupting Aaron. We do this to Dean.
I agree that there was plot holes. I just said it was not the worst movie I'd seen.
I feel like Aaron's going to do a reverse Dean by the end of this, and Aaron, she's going to be one bird for me.
You know what? This movie sucked.
I completely relate to what's happening here with you, Aaron, right now. Like, I disagree. I hate this movie, but I've been where you've been. It sucks. I really enjoyed Captain Marvel. And then like halfway through that podcast, I was
you were really salty at Captain Marvel.
I still thought it was really good. I got really
you crapped all over that movie. Like,
oh man.
And Dean's like, okay.
Yeah. I was just like, I couldn't. I gave up. So I fully understand where you are, and I apologize.
In our defense, really though, Dean, that was a garbage movie.
Look, mate, let's just get back to... Wait, that was a garbage movie.
Garbage movie.
Yes.
Did you watch Rim of the World?
It was worse. Captain Marvel was worse than this movie.
Shut up.
No.
I'm sticking with
honest, like, legit, Captain if you Marvel say no. that one more time... Aaron can so actually, for legit, Aaron can have my place in this podcast because no. I am done if you are like legit about that.
Some would say holy aliens crap. Have attacked this podcast. Back to the movie.
Yeah.
Freaking heck.
You got rid of him, Jason. Your plan worked.
Screw you guys.
So they let a prisoner out of jail.
They let a prisoner out of jail.
Yes, they do.
That backfires when he tries to attack 13-year-old children later on.
As you do. You know.
When they're walking at night through sheets.
He's then rather gruesomely attacked by an alien.
What the How many sheets are like
all of them?
So
place?
Many.
Like, it was sheet day.
So many.
And nothing jumps out
really
from them.
Is.
How is that a good idea? They hear a noise the guy and so they all out go out from? To explore.
Yeah.
Like 100 meters away from the safety of the room
house.
That they were in.
I don't understand why nobody in this block of units doesn't own a dryer. I shouldn't be asking questions like this in the alien apocalypse, but I am. I'm like, why? Why?
I just can't.
Is nobody being using a dryer?
EMP, Jason. Not the
EMP. There you go.
Because they're like, can I use it?
And in the,
gotta
in
cover
the,
up my pool.
In the small amount of time that the EMP went off and the aliens invaded, they were like, you know what? Now's a good time just to slap the sheets on the line.
Yeah. Everywhere. Everyone's like, you know what? I was kind of sweaty last night, so I might wash my sheets.
When we kill these aliens, I don't want to have to wash them. I want them to be dry.
Oh, man. I was just about to wash my 72 white sheets. And I'm
well, just one person.
just one guy.
One of those houses were in the KKK and it was their turn to wash the uniforms.
Yeah, what we didn't realize is there's actually two holes in every one of those
in every
sheets.
Single one of those sheets. That's right.
But they cut the eye holes wrong.
They cut the eye holes wrong. Your wife could do it next time.
We all agree the sheets
man,
were
a good idea. Yeah. Yeah, we should start like quoting Django for the rest of this podcast
done.
Instead
Let's
of
do Glorious
doing Room of the World.
Django Unchained.
All right.
This is probably the scene I hated the most, though. The
when
sheep.
The diddler attacks them?
No, like this whole bit, because they had so much chance to build suspense, which I think they wanted to.
Yes.
And it failed.
And they just threw it away, yeah.
Ash versus the Evil Dead TV series did this better. And it's
I
a comedy.
I haven't seen that. Is that good?
Oh, yes. It's amazing.
Really good.
I'm so keen. I really want to.
It's messed up.
It's
but it is actually kind of good.
It's gory.
It is so gory.
It's hilarious.
Ah, cool. Yeah. Good. It is on my watch list.
I kept thinking of Unbreakable in this moment.
Amy Schmidt?
Like, because when the alien
comes in.
The pool. The pool thing. Because it's like they've found the alien's weakness. He can't swim, even though he's got four arms.
But no, Jason, what you're not getting is this is a coming of age story.
So deep.
It's a coming of age story for everyone. The alien can't swim. But it has to swim to kill the kids. And it's like, I can do this. His dad drowned in a drowning accident.
He's a young teen too. I didn't realize it. And yeah, of course, yeah.
All he wants to do is feed his dog.
You don't listen to this much, do you?
What you have also crudely made a reference to is the fact that the main kid had his dad die in a fire.
His dad died in a fire.
Which he has to overcome later.
Yeah.
He has to overcome a fire.
That's what the alien has to overcome.
But with water
as well. So, you know.
My dad died in the same
fire. Like Avatar.
Well, that makes no sense though, because the alien doesn't die because he comes back.
Yeah, exactly, because he overcomes it.
This is a missed opportunity.
He comes of age.
Because they could have been, Alex and the alien could have become best for buds, and it could have been a spin-off series afterwards.
How much?
Where they go, like, you know, Alex traveling and the
alien.
Around.
Alex A&A. Was the alien.
How much does Alex and the alien sound like a Pixar movie?
Alex the alien.
It does. It does. It really does. See, the alien learned to swim. Alex learns to run through fires. And
he takes up smoking because he's not scared of fire anymore.
That's how this movie would have worked.
He becomes an arsonist.
Yeah. And together, they sort of complement each other because, like, one of them puts the fire out and one of them starts the fire because the alien puts it out.
I reckon if you did a quick re-edit on this and, like, cut it into, like, a kid's TV show, this movie could be great. It's like, it just, like, pause freeze frames. Hi, I'm Alex. And you're probably wondering how I got here. That's how this movie would work.
Yeah, that's actually the voiceover for the alien drowning. Yeah. His name's Alex as well.
You could re-edit it to do the Curb Your Enthusiasm. The alien steps on the water and then falls through, and then you have the bump, 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 bump.
But in all fairness, this movie would have been better with a redraft of the script.
Mm-hmm.
Which it didn't have.
100%
Yeah, like just one more. Like, more, you know, at least maybe five more. Just not the first draft. You don't shoot on the first draft.
And that's exactly what happened.
The redraft was delete, command S.
Yeah, apparently.
I'm not surprised.
And a re-edit. And I feel like this had potential to be a good film.
Especially, like, you also need to write it yourself. You don't get your five-year-old child to write it when he's got his computer time. And they'd be like, okay.
So speaking of five-year-old children, if you double their age, you get these kids in this movie.
Whoa!
It's one of those memes that's like, we fed a computer 1,000 hours of sci-fi scripts. This is what it came up with.
Oh, no. So after escaping the alien and he lands in a pool.
Yep. What does happen next?
Thank you for keeping us on track.
Hang on. Question. This whole sheet pool thing, that whole bit, does that come before or after the army bus?
After the army.
Stuff? I thought it was after the army.
I completely forgot about it.
We forgot the army.
Yeah.
Well, I threw in the army, I threw it in before the jail by accident.
They released the diddler. And then the army gets them. And they're like, we're going to get you safe. We're done. Uh-huh. We're all good here. And they high five and there's music and it's great. And then you look at the timeline. You're like, we're 45 minutes in. You are all going to die. And then they all die.
This is literally when I looked at the time as well, because I'd been looking at it every 20 minutes. But this was one of the points where I stopped and I was like, is this the end? Please be the end. And no, there's another hour to go by this point. Oh, or probably five. It felt like five.
A lot of credits in this movie. Hours worth.
So after the army's attacked by the aliens and a whole bunch of them die, we are back to only children. And they must continue to walk a million miles.
All the adults with guns. Dead.
You do not want to be an adult in this movie. Full
stop. No. But does not. You didn't want to be an adult in most of the movies. This has been...
this is true.
Meridor.
Because
they weren't there, or they were stupid, or they were, you know.
Oh.
In this case, they were dead.
One point of conflict. Yeah. Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Sam Neill was not an idiot. He was very smart.
The adults are pretty good.
Laura Dern was probably very smart as well.
But the kids in Jurassic Park still have a better survival rating than the adults in Jurassic Park movies.
That's true.
For sure. As in, no kids die in Jurassic Park.
You're right. No kids have died in any Jurassic Park movies.
No, you can't kill a kid in a Jurassic Park.
No one's game to kill a kid.
Not with that attitude.
Oh, yeah.
Well, kids don't really die in any family-related movie.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you can't kill a kid in Rim of the World either. Anyway.
It's easy.
Oh, no, but you can attack them, which is exactly what happens to one of the children.
That's yes.
true.
Oh,
he does get attacked.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is after they go to the mall. So they go to the mall, and this is where I like to call it the Adidas sponsored part of the movie begins.
Oh my god.
And told you. We literally have the commercial of them suiting up in the mall and putting on all their Adidas clothing. You know, let's spend a good maybe 2-3 minutes of them suiting up, because that's what's going to happen. Oh, and I was like, oh, great. We've just had that commercial. Please don't wear the Adidas clothes for the rest of the movie. And nope, that's what they do.
Did it bother anyone else that Gabriel had his shirt tucked in the whole time?
Yeah.
That was doing my head in. I'm like, just untuck this shirt, you loser. You're supposed to be the cool one.
I'll be honest, I didn't even notice. I was probably not paying enough attention at this point. I had definitely checked
Dean
out.
Dean was in the other room, but it was a good movie.
I was going to say, I didn't notice it either, but that's fine.
I put the movie on, then went to work. Five birds.
No, I liked the scene when they did their little dance. It looked fun.
It did look fun.
No. Well, speaking of no's, they walk out the front door.
Yeah, and they find a car.
And they find a car. Yes. So they say no to their bikes.
Which is
and
great.
They get in a car.
I liked that scene. I thought that was pretty funny. When they see the Mustang and then all the bikes like, yeah, no.
I liked that they threw the bikes down, but then I started to ask questions. I was like, which one of them knew how to like hotwire the car?
Probably the, Who had the keys to the car?
It was
The juvie kid. Yeah, the juvie kid that's been in there because he mixes up. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's his character arc. He's got like number dyslexia or something, he can't.
No, I think he's uneducated.
He punched a guy.
He mixes up all the numbers, and that's how he ends up in juvie, because he mixed up the numbers and gave the wrong change, and then the guy was like, "You robbed me," so he like punched him, and then he ended up going to juvie.
Because
he mixed up numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his whole thing.
We've all been there.
So, yeah.
I have, but no, we changed. Fine.
That's true.
Great character arc he's got.
I really thought it was cool how... Is it Jen-Jen?
Yep.
Jen-Jen. Thought it was cool how she was able to drive a manual with one hand. Thought that was really impressive. Yeah, changing gears
impressive.
That was very impressive.
Yeah. It's also impressive how she was able to sit all the way back in the seat, arm out the window, but still hit the clutch.
Also, the fact that you didn't have
What we're missing is because they're actually really short and they can't reach it. So someone was doing the pedals for her, or someone was changing the gears. And because they're all wearing Adidas clothes, it kind of looks like her legs or her hand. Oh, wow. You don't really know.
They put shoes on their hands.
You also conveniently didn't have a single scene where you could see their faces through the windscreen whilst the car was moving.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I reckon they've got up to some trickery there.
You mean they didn't drive the Mustang?
That is outrageous.
Perfectly.
They probably could have put that together better.
Goodness.
I wonder if they actually jumped out of the car themselves, though.
They were cashed out at that point. They're like, nah, we'll do the stunt. We'll do the stunt. It's good, man.
They jumped out of a car and the alien was on top of said car. And then it crashes on the alien, but the crypto key is still inside.
The crypto key fell off his neck. Somehow.
It did.
Yep.
No, didn't he put it like in the glove box or something? He did that.
I don't know why he did that.
No,
USBs in the glove box.
Because the script said it.
Yeah.
That's why they did
because of plot reasons.
Plot armor. It's a plot car. Oh my God. The big red car for the Wiggles.
And then Darius gives a whole spiel. Darius, to go and get the crypto key back. Mm-hmm.
But Aaron, hang on a second. Yeah. Why does Dariush want to go and get it?
Because he's named after a Persian king.
A Persian king? Who's the Persian king's greatest enemy?
Alexander the Great.
Oh my goodness.
Whoa.
But this time, it is his turn to be the hero.
What a weird ass reference that is.
Mind blown. This is so deep.
The screenwriter's 5-year-old kid was studying this in history at the time.
No, the screenwriter was like, I remember this from Age of Empires 2. I'm gonna write the next Halo after this. They're gonna be like, wow, impressive.
I was just thinking it was like an accidental copy paste between the kids' assessment.
Kids' assessment and the script.
Well, that's fine. That'll do. That's good.
Also, fun fact, Dariush was not the name of the Persian king, but he had to go to Wikipedia to change it.
Oh, you know what I thought, like, at this point? I was like, okay, so Dariush and Alexander the Great are, like, they're enemies. They're, like, hate each other.
Do they?
Aren't they, like,
in Age
like
of Empires
enemies?
Too,
that was
yeah.
the whole thing, like, in history.
Sure.
But somehow he weaves it as in he's going to be a hero now.
Yes.
I don't understand that logic, like, that leap. Of logic, it's like, yeah, in history we've always been enemies,
but we're going
but
to
now
change
I'm going to be a hero,
Jason. We're going to do what our ancestors couldn't.
Do you remember the scene? Do you remember the scene in 300 where they had to protect the crypto key?
Oh, yeah, I forgot that scene. Yeah. You're right. You're fan. Yeah.
Okay. Where is your crypto
makes
key?
Sense now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which is basically what happens when they finally get to NASA. Yeah.
Firstly,
we might actually finish on time because we have Aaron here.
Yeah.
We have a time?
Great.
Well, I'm loving this. So Dariush goes down, gets the crypto key, alien wakes up, cuts him in the stomach, they run away, then they get to JPL. This is awesome. Why can't we do this?
We're here. Yeah,
why can't we do this normally? What's wrong with us?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Anyway,
and JPL. At this point, oh, that's right. Alex is scared of heights,
yes.
So he goes up the tower because that's what he has to do.
Not
now,
before a super empowering speech about
turn.
The fact that they're not children anymore. And they've done all of this without adults. So
that's right.
They're the best chance they've got.
They still can't vote, though.
So they leave Gabriel, the guy that can't actually work out numbers down at
well,
the
Well, they don't know
keyboard.
That numbers are going to be a thing that come into play in a room full of
what?
Technology.
Really?
I love that the super secure safe at JPL that's implanted into the console is just like a safe you can get from Officeworks.
Oh, is it really? I didn't even notice.
It's like $59.95 at Officeworks.
Well, there you go.
No, but go they write the code for it in his blood.
Oh, yeah. Dariush writes the code for the safe down in his blood because he's bleeding out all the
what?
Time.
Oh, that's right.
He bleeds out for like 50 minutes.
That is.
Yeah.
Wow, that is dark. Then,
that's some sideshow Bob stuff right there.
I thought it was pretty funny, but in hindsight, probably not meant to
be. The code out.
Use the pen, dude.
He runs the code out, and then doesn't Gabriel have to read the code?
Yeah, but I think by then he doesn't necessarily have to read it so much as match. The picture?
Yeah. It was
it's
stress.
Different to read numbers as it is to match same like with like.
So do you think that they did that pretty well then, Aaron?
Well, like this is the part, there's a few bits at the end that I did really like. I really liked how stressed they made him look when he was trying to do the numbers and how that felt overwhelming.
Fair enough.
And that is how it feels. So I thought they did that part well. Mm-hmm. And then when we jump ahead a bit, not too far because there's only like 10 minutes of movie left. When Alex attacks that alien with the fire and he has to come over, overcome and relive that memory of what happened to his dad because he wasn't brave enough to go through it. I thought they did that pretty well.
That was done pretty
that
well.
That was pretty heartbreaking.
Yeah, I think there are moments where it works, but I think the cliches are the problems here. Like they sort of tick every cliche under the sun. And it kind of loses that emotional weight because they're relying so heavily on the cliche.
Well, and they slap you in the face with it. They literally label themselves.
They do.
Early on.
Yeah, they do the whole Breakfast Club thing, don't they?
Yeah.
I love how they go through. They make a big note, like, all the scientists here are dead. And then there's like the bit where Jen Jen's underground or whatever, and there's the one side who's like, oh, the scientist isn't dead. She can help them here. And then she opens the door and someone's like, no! And then just dies straight away from the dog they have trapped under there.
No, but she does help her because she becomes cannon fodder. And now Jen Jen can get
Jen
away.
Jen Jen has invented his meat shield.
Thank you, meat shield.
Yeah, so anyway,
I'm pretty sure that was on her name tag, actually.
Meat shield. It's Slovenian.
Yeah,
it's pronounced meat shield.
Meat shield.
Meat shield. Meat shield.
With all the like, Dr. Meat Shield.
Dr. Spaceman. Dr. Spaceman.
With all the character like reveals and all the, you know, situations that they're going through and all that, did anyone, I'm curious, like, did anyone actually feel bad that or like, you know, feel sympathy for Darius's dad going to jail? Or at that point we were like,
no.
Fair enough.
I forgot.
So you're right.
So I thought that was going to jail. I just like, yeah.
I was like, yeah.
I forgot that actually was a thing. That he was going to jail. I remember him being broke or something, and that was the big reveal for Darius. I was like, oh, yeah, what's his secret? Like, because they've all got their secrets. Jen Jen, what is hers? She's like going out there to get away from her parents or something?
Yeah, they make reference to the one child policy, and she says that dad wanted a boy.
Yeah, and so was never accepted or loved by the dad. Darius's dad is going to jail for tax evasion because just like in ancient history where the Persian emperor's dad
the previous king.
Tax.
Yeah.
Yeah, previous king.
Well, Alex the Great put him in prison. No, Aaron, it's a joke.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry. That is not what happened. I know a lot about this. This is pretty cool.
Also, they kind of conveniently forgot, like, is Jen Jen's dad, like, is he, like, not able to have another child? Because they can have two children as of 2015 as well. So
yeah, well, this script was written quite a while ago.
Actually,
Jen Jen,
in
maybe
2015,
let your dad know.
I think.
Ginger has a brother.
15 or 16. Coincidentally, this script was written before Stranger Things was a thing.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like there's like a million scripts out there now claiming that they were written before Stranger Things now. Because they're like, oh no, I had this idea first, I swear.
But this
but they seeked approval
like
from 2016 and then it was approved in 2017.
Right, okay.
So maybe we are giving this movie crap for things that it doesn't deserve. Like, maybe back when this script was written, all these clichés weren't clichés.
But they are. That's the problem. They're meant to be.
The 80s
exactly. They're meant to be the clichés.
Yeah.
They just don't give the audience enough credit to know that that's what they are.
Yes.
Yeah.
They like,
they smack you in the face.
Exactly.
I think the biggest problem is that they don't embrace that ridiculous nature of it. Like you were saying, Dean, before, when they're actually talking about like 80s references and how like how they actually break the fourth wall early on in the movie.
And they just drop
Like, if they actually did that the whole way through this movie and really embrace that as like as what the movie is, then I think this movie would be way better. It just doesn't do any of that. It just heavily lands on those cliches and and doesn't do anything unique with it.
That one
whereas
line,
things like
that one line for me felt like something that you'd see in like a Flying High or you know, scary movie parody kind of thing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, okay, so that's what this movie is. I'm gonna enjoy it. And no, it wasn't.
No.
Dean was wrong.
I was wrong. That's the name of my autobiography. Anyway.
I wish like this movie went down that route. Wish that they really embraced that sort of that B budget fun, but also like being a real cliche at the same time and like embraced it in a tongue in cheek kind of way. I think it'd be a way better movie if they went that way.
Or do what Stranger Things does. And not only does it pay, like, you know, amazing homage to all the 80s, you know, pop culture references, but then it does something fresh with it. It doesn't like tread it too lightly. It kind of like takes an element from, say, Carrie and then mixes it with an element from E.T. and then like just, you know, plays around with it, that kind of stuff. This one was just like they put in a line and that was it. That was the reference. And then they move on.
Yeah. Even though, like, also they reference Gladiator. She does the speech from Gladiator.
Yeah. It's the first thing she says when she talks. Is the quote from Gladiator. Like,
what? This, like, I was kind of going, okay, well, she's going to just talk in movie cliches now. Like, that's all she's going to do. Yeah, be a bumblebee, basically, and just reference things that she's seen in pop culture. This will be kind of interesting how they work that out, but then straight away threw that idea out. Let's just go on with something else. I was like, okay, that's not what her character is now. Mm. It's why was that a speech? Why was that there? Why?
It's because the 5-year-old's dad was watching Gladiator at the time when he was writing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that sounds good. Thanks, Dad. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I might stop with the 5-year-old jokes, but hey.
We'll see. Anyway, they plug the USB in. They activate Excalibur. It finds the spaceship and...
But what is Excalibur?
It's a series of satellites designed in the Cold War to shoot down ballistic missiles.
Oh,
which they can conveniently use to shoot down the alien mothership.
And all three of those satellites were around the ship the whole time.
Yeah.
So they shoot the ever-living crap out of it. And I think one of the intern's kids did the effect of the spaceship blowing up.
Yeah.
Which was cool. That was nice. That was a Patreon reward.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And anyway, they
went... Whoever designed the satellite, like the, you know, missile launcher thing, I wonder, it's like, oh, man, I don't know what... what to make this look like.
What does a satellite look like?
And then his kid comes in and is like, hey, Dad, look at this awesome lunchbox. And then that's what we decided to model it off.
And they do kind of look like lunchboxes. They do kind of look like that.
They do. But this one in particular.
It didn't look very Cold War-y, did it? It looks very like 2010, not 1980. But anyway, we digress.
Let's not pick apart any plot holes in this movie because it's got none.
Model found online type thing. But hey,
cheapest being free.
Continue. Okay.
Anyways, so what happens next? I can't even remember now at this
point.
Save
the kids beat the alien, mothership gets exploded, and they win. Then they get picked up
by their parents.
Yes.
By their parents.
By the parents, yeah, right. And then because their parents all survive.
Yeah, and then they just have
that montage.
Exactly.
Ooh. Yes.
Yeah, they do. They have the montage where it's like them meeting the queen and being knighted and all that kind of stuff.
And the awkward prom picture, which was the best part.
The awkward prom picture was funny.
Yes. The performing it live.
I didn't
laugh. And they, it's like they have a shot at Rocket Man as well.
Is that what they do? They?
It looked like Rocket Man.
Is it just because of the color that you thought it was Rocket Man there?
Yeah.
All right. What do you guys give this movie out of birds now that we're at the end of it?
We do five birds, don't we?
We don't do five birds. We do five
birds.
What? Oh, it's out of five birds. Yes.
Tell me your farm.
Out of five birds.
It sounded like you're talking to Paul and you're like,
Paul, we did three and a half.
We're doing
right?
five birds. Paul.
What did we agree on?
I would give it a 1.5 to 2 birds.
Okay.
What?
You said it,
okay.
Wait, what?
You sound like an eagle.
No, I didn't. I said it was like an emu, and this is pretty much in the middle.
Well,
okay.
Well, there you go.
Like an emu is 2.5, though. That's 2.5 birds out of
Look,
5.
Look, if it's a terrible movie, I'll give it 1. After that, I like to give it something a bit more, and it's an eh. Jason, if it's 3 or above, it soars.
Aaron likes to tip the movie.
Podcast.
So wait, you're saying that you're going to give it 1.5?
1.5 to 2. I can't decide between the two.
1.5 to 2, wow. Okay.
So maybe it's 1 3/4 birds.
Wow. Yeah, which is not a graphic we're going to make.
Are we still making those?
Yes. No.
Okay.
I haven't done it in a while.
So it's not a graphic we're going to make.
So it doesn't matter.
So I'm going to give a 1 7/8.
1 9/10.
I think I just don't want to give it too low because I was so excited that so much of me wanted to like this movie I'm just forcing myself to not hate it.
Right. Okay. So you're like actually going into it with that preconceived idea that it's going to be good and you want it to be good.
Yeah.
Whereas I went into it not knowing anything about it and just hating it. Like it was just, that's just how I felt. What about you, Dean? Where does it land in the birds for
Look,
you?
Oh, where does it land? I've spent most of this podcast feeling really bad. I'm very sorry, Aaron, because this is...
I thought this is the best movie since Last Bird.
That's the thing. I thought you did. I thought you were going to be at least three.
I thought
birds.
You were a bit higher than us.
And that's like, I feel so bad because this is Aaron's first podcast, and I'm just ripping into this movie that I thought was absolute toilet. I think I definitely enjoyed The Room better than this movie. And that's why I was like, I feel so bad because I got all these fun jokes lined up and I was like, oh, I gotta say it, but then I'm hurting Aaron's feelings because she liked it. And then you gave it 1.5 to 2 birds, and that made me feel a little bit better because it means that our reviews are our opinions aren't too dissimilar. I'm gonna give this 0.5 bird.
Only a bird of
difference. Wow.
Anyway.
Wow. That
it was
brutal.
Terrible. I'm sorry. But
what about you, Paul? Sorry. What else were you going
to
say?
I was just going to once again apologize to Aaron. But
Thank
you for coming on our podcast. Totally understand if you never want to do this again.
Now it really is Nerds Before Birds.
Yeah.
Because she ain't coming back.
This is where that name came from.
I'm done with your podcast, you losers.
Paul, what did you think of this movie? Where does it land for you?
I watched it on a train. Anything on the train that keeps me occupied is always A-okay in my books. But
it did not.
Oh man. When you're checking what time it is in the morning,
it's not on the way to work.
On the way to work. I'm like, when am I going to get to work, please?
I can't wait to get to work.
I can't wait to get to work so I can stop watching this. It's not a good sign. 1.5.
No.
1.5 from me.
Again, that is much higher than I was expecting after that.
I think it's much higher than what I said at the beginning as well, but I've just realized how crap this movie is.
Yeah, it's so crap.
1.5.
I'm so surprised that you guys are like actually like really that low, because I'm legitimately surprised with this, Aaron, because I thought you were like saying it's like 2.5.
I thought she was going to go 3. I honestly thought you were going to go 3.
I thought you were really like that high. Like 5. I'm really surprised. I'm giving it a 1 bird.
Oh, I thought you were going to give it that.
Like right in the middle of everyone.
Why did you so much, Jason? That's so weird.
Jason canceled
That's
Netflix.
That's pretty high. 1 bird.
That is pretty high, Jason.
I know, right? It's pretty crazy because I think, you know, I give it 1 bird because I feel bad for the kids that are involved in this. Like, it is a toilet movie. I feel like if they were in a better movie, they probably could have done better, but it's just... Yeah, it's not good. I feel like this movie is like Michael Bay wrote it, but opted out on the directing of it.
I compared it to The Room before, and I kind of like, even though I never want to watch this movie again, I kind of do hope that it gets a little bit of a cult following. I feel like a good drinking game could be like really could help this movie, you know? Like every time an adult discredits a child, every time that adult dies, you know, that goes.
You could do drink an entire bottle of vodka if you see a dead astronaut, because then you'll pass out before the movie even really starts.
Or take a shot every time they point out the stereotypes that are being used.
I definitely think a drinking game would make this movie a lot better.
Finish your drink if you're sick of this movie.
Yeah. It could be called Rum of the World. Never before have I wanted to drink as much as I did when I finished watching this movie. I actually, you know,
Gin of the World.
I get Gin of the World.
Like,
yes.
I've actively been off the wagon for like 10 years now, but I'm going to take it back up
after this movie
again.
No, the wagon.
Anyway, so I think that brings us to the end of this week's podcast. I hope you enjoyed this podcast.
Yep.
If you like the podcast and you want to support us, you can visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/nerdsbeforebirds and contribute any amount starting at $1 a month. And that just helps us to keep the lights on. Otherwise, if you can't contribute financially and you want to contribute in another way,
where can they go?
Write us a review on whatever platform that you're on right now. A 5-star review will really help us out by getting us exposure and just getting us up there in all the charts so that people know that we're here.
Just not on iTunes, because that's not going to be a thing anymore.
Oh, what? Yeah, that's
Apple
true.
Apple Podcasts,
well,
please.
Especially on Apple Podcasts. That would really help us out. Otherwise, we're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're Nerds Before Birds on all of those, except for Twitter, where we're Nerds Before Bird,
yep.
singular. Can't say words.
We know.
And podcast that's host. Pretty much a bye from me. Please don't ever also, watch this movie. It's terrible.
If you would like to support us on Patreon, if we get $15.7 million, we will remake this movie. Not better.
Oh, yeah.
Sign our petition
sure.
to actually, rewrite this movie.
I looked at the visual effects and I was like, yes. Honestly, I think I could have done better
honestly,
than the
Jason, I was going to say this before, but like
you have done better.
I'm not going to yeah. say like specifically, but you know, films that we've worked on together, you have definitely done better space effects and projects that we've worked on together than this. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
for
yeah.
sure.
100%. It's yeah. And that is the quality of movie mm-hmm. that it is. Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway.
All right.
I'm going to bed. What are you guys? You want to say goodbye, Aaron?
Yeah, we better say goodbye.
Nice
like,
to
I never
meet
want
you
to come
all.
On this podcast again. Thank you for coming on the show. We do
awesome.
Appreciate that you took yep. the time to actually be on the show. And we hope you come back, even though we hated this movie that you liked.
We promise we'll pick a good movie next time.
We'll
please
come, one, yeah.
come back to this ambush once again, please.
Ken, still only time? Gave it 1.5 birds.
Today we're going to do the Dark Crystal series on Netflix.
Oh my goodness, can we do that?
Oh, yes.
Oh no.
We could do that.
Yes.
We should do that.
Aaron, would
we
you like to join us for that?
Yeah.
Would you join us?
Would you like to?
Yes.
Yeah.
We could
yeah.
do the original
yeah,
too
Crystal.
Before we do that. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know
I've
what?
Never seen the original.
I haven't seen the
Neither.
I haven't seen the original since I was a little kid, but I was
that?
So young that I didn't remember it.
It's much darker
and,
than you remember.
No. I remember the nightmares that I had from it.
It's probably
But I don't remember the movie. So that's, yeah, it's
oh,
a
man.
Very... Yeah.
We should definitely
it's
do
very
it.
Very interesting. It's kind of like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. I had nightmares for
thing.
Years about the crocodiles and the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
The hearts.
Yep.
So Temple
up.
Of Doom, not Last Crusade.
Right.
But yeah, I'd have nightmares from that when I was like, you know, 7 or 8.
Okay. Yep.
And I wouldn't know what it was from. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until years later when I actually watched it again. I was like, holy, what age was I when I watched this movie that I don't remember it?
It's like when you watch, like you watch PG films, but from the 80s, but when you're way too young and you're like,
yeah,
they're naked a lot in this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what this movie
yes.
is. Mum got us to watch it when we were younger in Dark
yeah.
Crystal.
Oh, okay.
And then
okay.
Yeah. it was like Rim of the World.
There's none of that in Rim of the World.
No, but I was like, oh, this is fine. You know, like the Skepsis are pretty creepy, but that's fine. And then
yeah.
when I watched it more recently, I was like, this is heavy and
messed up.
Dark.
Yeah.
It is dark.
Noise.
Yeah.
Hang on. Are we?
Yeah.
We're still podcasting right now, aren't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
This is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Cause we
yeah,
were,
for sure.
Okay, cool. I'll just, yeah, just make sure. Okay, so we've confirmed. We've said it here on this podcast. We
yeah,
are going
so
to do the Dark Crystal.
We're
going to
do the Dark Crystal.
Aaron
when
is
the
Aaron
Dark
is
Crystal
coming
back?
Aaron is somehow willing to come back.
Yeah.
Big ups.
Raging.
Weird.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
bored.
And we'll probably hate that too. So
well, I will defend that fiercely. It's not so much.
Oh, man. Yeah.
No, I'm sure we'll enjoy it.
For sure.
And
we'll might enjoy
I'm
it.
I'm looking forward to seeing the new one. I think,
will Jason keep his Netflix subscription? We'll find out.
No, I might do actually for that. Yeah. And I mean, we've got Stranger Things coming up as well. So that's something to keep the Netflix subscription. I feel like the TV series that they do on Netflix are actually really good, but the movies, because I feel like most of them, they just acquire the rights. They just buy them outright. And they're just duds. They're like movies that bigger studios have created that don't want to actually fork over the money to take them to the cinema. Kind of like Cloverfield Paradox.
Yeah,
unless... It was by Paramount, and yeah, they just abandoned it and gave it to Netflix.
There are certain films that were always intended for Netflix, like Roma.
That's true.
Yeah. And I think, the Idris Elba one? One of the
Beasts of No Nation.
Beasts of No Nation, exactly. Yeah. And I'm very much looking forward to Scorsese's movie, Netflix film.
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to that's The Irishman that comes out in probably January, the way they're going with the push for it to have...
Of course.
It's going to come out in cinemas first at this stage because they want it to be eligible for the Oscars. And there's a whole debate about whether they... actually have a cinema release, and then it'll be like the first Netflix film that has a 3-month period after it coming out on at the cinemas.
That's
sort
crazy.
Of thing, just to be eligible for the Oscars because of the whole thing that's going on.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
Freaking heck.
I just want to see it. I just want it to come out. Oh, but anyways, so yes, again, thank you. Sorry for dragging your film down.
No. To be honest, it wasn't all our fault though. Like
you didn't write or make it.
We didn't make it. So.
Exactly. Or suggest it. Actually, that was my fault.
No, but thank you so much, Aaron. It was awesome. It's very
thanks
cool.
for having me.
Hey, anytime. Well, if you want to come back, we would definitely.
Replace Paul with me?
Yes. Yes.
Of course. Done. Done.
Yeah.
All right. Done. Awesome.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later.
Make sure you don't let any diddlers out of prison, kids.
No, no. Definitely cut that. Paul.
And cut, boys.